15 more signs someone is thinking of you.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Oh, let's take a nice deep breath. You know, love is in the air. It's springtime as we record this podcast. We've done other podcasts on signs that someone is thinking about you, but this is even more. We call it 15 more signs someone is thinking about you. And usually this revolves around a relationship. Some of these signs are more vibrational in nature. Others are more physical, but they're still powerful signs. If you have 3 or 4 of these signs popping up, hey, someone is really thinking about you. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now, unfortunately, we can't make it available to everyone anymore. So you fill out the application, send us a little note or a letter as to why you would like the 30 minutes, and we'll be happy to get back to you as soon as possible. We will respond one way or the other. But, you know, we believe at Law of Attraction Solutions that a relationship is the nectar of life. It's the absolute juice of life. And so, if you've been in a relationship and that relationship has come apart, or a marriage, but the two of you loved deeply, I mean loved absolutely with heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul energy. If you loved once, it can be better the second time around. I'm serious. The power of the universe, the power of the law of attraction can help you build a new an exciting relationship. And that's always exciting news. So visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and fill out the application, but put a little letter there, what's going on in your life and how you think we might be able to help you. Okay? We'd love to reach out and help you have the love that you absolutely crave. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, here we go, 15 more signs that someone is thinking of you. Number one, you start to feel emotions out of nowhere. You're driving down the street. Oh, wait a minute. I feel like laughing. I feel like crying. You know, you just get these really very intense emotional bursts of energy that just seem to consume your entire body. And that's a sign that someone is thinking of you, and they're thinking intensely about you. And that's a good thing most of the time. Number two, you get a ringing in your ears or an intense itching in one eye or the other. Usually not two eyes. Usually it's not an allergy kind of thing. It's like just one eye. And sometimes it's a twitching up around your eye. You get this little twitching that keeps going. Or your cheeks are turning fiery red and warm for no reason at all. That's a sign that someone is putting a lot of energy into their thoughts, and they're thinking about you. Number three, you run into this person. Maybe you meet them at a social gathering of some sort, and they have a constant smile on their face. Now, they may not even be talking to you. They may be talking to someone else, but they can't stop smiling. It's like somebody has, you know, just forced a smile. They just have this huge smile, and it doesn't go away. And you say, well, that's kind of crazy. They could be smiling about a lot of different things. But if they're smiling intensely all evening or all day long, or as long as the event is going on, there's a good chance that you're in the back of their head and you're the one causing the smile. Trust me on this one. I know. You need to trust me. Well, number four is, this is an interesting one. Are you ready for this one? You have hiccups out of nowhere. Now, I'm not talking about the people that constantly suffer from hiccups. There are those people who every time they eat something, every time they drink a glass of water, whatever, they're constantly plagued by hiccups. But if you have hiccups for no reason at all, that's intense energy hitting your energy field and causing this release of energy in your body, and it comes in the form of either your eye itching or ringing in your ears or cheek burning, and in this case, hiccups. But the reason I made hiccups separate is sometimes hiccups can be, they can be caused by anger thoughts. They can be caused by negative thoughts. Not always. I mean, they can also be caused by good thoughts. But if you're getting hiccups out of nowhere and all of a sudden it's happening more often, somebody is definitely thinking about you. Number five, you feel motivated to make inner changes in your life. You're fired up and you don't know why. I mean, you're getting out of bed, you're reading all the time, you're working out at the gym, you're just taking better care of yourself. You're more motivated, you're dressing differently, and you're just feeling good about yourself. That's a high vibrational energy. Someone is thinking about you, and their thoughts and their positive energy is motivating you to take your life to a new level. You need to thank them. Just quietly close your eyes and say thank you.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number six, you hear the person's voice in your head. And usually it happens like when you're falling asleep. You're falling asleep and your eyes are closed and you're kind of going down. You're in that twilight area between being awake and being asleep, and all of a sudden you hear their voice and you kind of startle up and you go, wow, I thought they were in the room. If you start to hear the person's voice as you're waking up or falling asleep, that's a sign that they are intensely thinking about you. Number seven, you hear a song over and over. Normally you wouldn't hear this song over and over again. But for some reason, you're hearing it all the time now, or you're seeing a certain movie clip that the two of you shared. It was kind of something you shared together. And usually it deals around music. Or the lyrics of the song have a pertinent meaning to your life. Oh, yeah. You see, what happens is that person is thinking intense thoughts about you. It's going out into the infinite field of possibility and potential, and then it's being reinterpreted through music and lyrics back to you. Sounds crazy. It's how it works. Trust me. Okay. Number eight. You see special numbers. And these aren't like 666-777-333. Could be that too. That's a different podcast. You'll have to listen to that one. This is like you're seeing the person's birthday. You're seeing your anniversary. You're seeing the day that you met. You're seeing the day that you broke up. Whatever, but you're seeing special numbers all the time. And those numbers may only have a meaning to you, but it's a powerful sign that someone is definitely thinking about you. Number 9, you wake up feeling the person's presence. Oh, you just like, wow, I thought they were in the room. I mean, I don't know what happened. I woke up, I could have swore they were in bed next to me or standing over me or in the front room or in the kitchen cooking breakfast or something of that nature. You wake up feeling their presence like you've never felt it before. That is a powerful sign that someone is definitely thinking of you. Want to remind you, we do a different podcast and or video every single day. We do some live videos as well with question and answer. So we are intensely involved in this channel, and we would like you to subscribe. Be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon. That way you know when we go live, and we do that from time to time. Number 10, the person that you're interested in seems to be in a constant state of anger. Now, let's understand what anger is. Anger is not a pure emotion. It is not a true emotion. It's an emotion that's based on pain and hurt. So if a person that is in your life is constantly agitated, constantly in a state of anger, then they're also in a state of pain, a state of hurt. And they're expressing it through anger, which is not the best way to express it, but that's what they're doing. It means that they are focused on you, thinking about you all the time. Okay? Trust me. And when I say that they're thinking about you, they're not just thinking angry thoughts, but they may be thinking thoughts of hurt and pain. Number 11, the updates on this person's social media seem to be directed at you. Or if you comment or put a heart by it or whatever you're doing, whatever social media platform you're on, and then they delete it all of a sudden, oh yeah, they are thinking of you. And they're communicating to you. They're communicating to you through their updates. So understand that their social media is their way of talking to you. Number 12, they want you to know about the other person in their life. Now, this is the opposite of all the so-called gurus out there. Most of the gurus will say if they're hiding the other person or hiding someone else, it's an indication that they're thinking about you, that they don't want you to know about this other person. But sometimes, quite often, most of the time, they want you to know about this other person because they are thinking about you. Now, they may be angry. They may be, you know, upset about something you've done. But they want you to know that they're valuable, that they are in demand, that other people care about them. And you should too. Okay, number 13. You get calls out of nowhere. They'll claim they butt dialed you. I have a client who's married now, and it all started with a butt dial. They'll claim they butt dialed you, or they just wanted some information, or they just wanted to drop back a key. They've been separated from you for 9 months, but now all of a sudden they want to give you back your key or some other crazy little thing that is unimportant. If they are calling for a meetup or a get-together or there's a call out of nowhere, you know they are thinking about you. Well, number 14 is an interesting one. They're telling their mutual friends, you know, that you guys have mutual friends and all that, how happy they are. They're not telling them oh, I'm so sad and I'm so broken up and I just don't know what to do anymore. They're not telling them that. They're saying, I'm happy. Life is better than ever before. I'm breathing deeper, running faster, jumping higher. Why? Because they know that that message will get to you. And they want to get to you with the message that they are important, that their life has meaning. Okay, so they're telling their mutual friends how happy they are. That's a sign. And if they're going out of their way to do it, that's a really big sign that they are thinking of you. And guess what?
They're not so happy, really.
Oh, the games people play. Number 15. You see their car or their vehicle everywhere. Yeah. I don't care how rare their car is, how unusual it is. You see their car just about everywhere. So, if you're getting any one of these 15 signs, and we have two other podcasts that have a number of signs for you to examine as well. If you are getting any one of them, that could be something. Could be a coincidence, who knows? But if you're getting three or four or five, it's a sign that someone is thinking about you and that you have the potential to have the relationship of your life if you're willing to change your vibration, if you're willing to do the inner work through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Be sure and claim your 30 minutes and we will get back to you. And by the way, thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. You have a great day because someone's thinking of you.